This is the Student Leadership News Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 129 of the Student Leadership News Podcast. It is good to have you here today. I am actually by myself in the studio today recording this episode. So hopefully it'll just be a nice, quick, little practical episode that I know is going to help you so, so much. And if you haven't read the title, today we are talking about three things to beat overwhelm and stress, which I feel like can be a big problem in leadership years, particularly because your leadership years can feel really busy with all of your commitments that you have going on. And it's so easy because of that to feel stressed or overwhelmed. And it's one of the most common problems that we hear about amongst student leaders is feeling really stressed, overwhelmed, exhausted, like they've just got so much on their plate. Because I get it, you've got school, you've got your leadership role, maybe you've got a part-time job as well, maybe you play sport outside of school, you have a social life you're trying to hold on to, and school grades to stay on top of. And then to top that off, you now have leadership responsibilities too. So that can feel like a lot, and it's no wonder that you can easily feel so overwhelmed and stressed by all of those responsibilities that you've said yes to. Sometimes it can feel like you're exhausted, but also like you haven't really achieved anything at the same time. And I get it myself. You say yes to everything because you care, and then you get overwhelmed, wondering how you're going to get through the week. If this sounds like you, this episode is exactly what you need to beat the stress and overwhelm in your leadership years. So today we're talking about time management, but not in a boring writer planner kind of way. By the end of this episode, you're going to have three practical tools you can use this week. As soon as you listen to this episode, as soon as it's done, you can implement these straight away so that you can feel less overwhelmed, more in control, and actually start making progress on what matters the most. So without further ado, let's get into it. Step number one is knowing the difference between urgent and important. This is the very first step. Not everything on your list is as urgent or as important as the rest of the things on your list. They're not all going to have the same importance or urgence to them. So your job is to figure out what from your list is most important, what from your list is most urgent. And now with this, the problem sometimes is that we spend most of our time reacting to what feels urgent. So this could be things like replying to messages, last minute tasks, or other people's priorities. But by doing that, you never actually get to the stuff that's actually important. So the fix to this is at the start of each week, write down your top three non-negotiables. So look at your whole entire to-do list and pick out your three top non-negotiables. These would be things that have deadlines or maybe you have little time to complete them, and it's your job to choose which things you're going to prioritize based off of what is most important to you. And that means that once you have those three non-negotiables, even if you got nothing else done that week and you just got those three things done, then the week would still be a win. You would still feel like you're being productive, and everything else other than that is secondary. So making sure that you get those three non-negotiable things done throughout the week, all you have to do is focus on those three things. If you get those done, that's amazing. You've had a productive week. And if you can get more done, that's great. But you're really wanting to start with these three top things so that it feels like you've had a productive week. And that way you can tick these things off on your list going, hey, yeah, these were really big things that I had to do. These were really high priority tasks that I needed to do. And so I actually feel like I'm getting somewhere, because like I said, sometimes it can feel like you're ticking off these tasks, but you actually don't really feel like you're getting anywhere. And it's probably because you haven't figured out what is a higher priority for you and what those bigger tasks are. So you're ticking off all these little small tasks that don't actually matter or that aren't really urgent. So then you're still looking at your to-do list at the end of the week thinking, well, there's still so many big things, so many time-consuming things that I still need to do. So that is step number one, is knowing the difference between urgent and important. Step number two is learning to say no without the guilt. This one is really important. And if you're a leader, there's a chance that you are someone who says yes to absolutely everything. Social commitments, outside of school commitments, commitments at school. There's a chance that you're saying yes to everything. And I get it, because you care. You want to do those things. You want to help, or you don't want to let anyone down. So you say yes to absolutely everything. It's good to be a yes person, but you need to know when it is the right time to say no, because every yes to something that doesn't align with your priorities is a no to something that does. I'll say that again. Every yes to something that doesn't align with your priorities is a no to something that does. And that's really, really important to remember. So saying yes isn't actually always a good thing. And sometimes we can say yes to things and we can show up and actually not be our most present versions of ourselves, and we won't show up as our best versions because you know that you have so much else that you could be doing that's more important and that's actually stressing you out. So sometimes it doesn't pay to say yes to absolutely everything. And it's important to remember that saying no isn't letting people down. It's protecting your ability to show up well for the things that actually matter. And obviously there's a balance to this. You don't want to say no to everything and then fall off the face of the earth, say no to all these social events, and then all of a sudden your friends don't even know who you are because you've dropped off the face of the earth. But there can be a balance. You can say yes to some things and say no to other things. You don't have to say no to absolutely everything. That's not the point. But it is up to you as a leader to decide what do you think is most important to say yes to, and when do you think it's important to say no. And sometimes as leaders, we have to make sacrifices. So this does mean having to say no to some things that maybe you do want to go to. But at that time, there could be something more important or more urgent to be doing. And so it's important in that moment to say no. You need to be willing to make sacrifices as a leader. You cannot say yes to absolutely everything. Otherwise, you will end up feeling really burnt out, overwhelmed, and stressed. And that's exactly what we are trying to avoid. A simple little phrase that you can say when you want to say no to someone, especially if you don't want to hurt their feelings or you don't want them to feel like you don't care. Something simple that you can use is something like, I'd love to help, or I'd love to be there, but I'm actually at capacity right now. Can we hang out next week, or can we revisit this next week, depending on what you're saying no to? So it's not saying a flat out no, it's saying, hey, I have some other things that are of higher priority right now. You could even mention that you are feeling a little bit stressed and overwhelmed so that they understand why you're saying no. But then also say, hey, can we do this next week when I have more free time? So that it doesn't sound like you're just saying flat out no, you're actually rescheduling and creating another time for that thing to happen. So that's step number two, learn to say no without the guilt. So now after you have step one and step two down pat, step three is really just to tie everything together. Step three is to plan your week in 10 minutes every Sunday. So this doesn't take long, 10 minutes of your day on every Sunday. And this is what's really going to tie everything together so that you can feel organized in your own mind. Because sometimes we keep all of this information in our brains, and not having it written down somewhere in a visual way can actually be the thing that's stressing us out. So it's important to look at everything that you've actually got going on and then planning it in accordance with your week. So now that your schedule's already looking better because you're learning to say no to some things, and your mind is less messy because you've learned what is more of a priority, what is more urgent to you, this is really going to help you execute your weeks in a really practical way. So here's how you can have a simple Sunday reset that literally takes 10 minutes. So step one is to brain dump everything you need to do that week, which you should have already done from step one, brain dumping everything so that you can pick what's a priority and what's not a priority. And so use that list to create this Sunday reset. So brain dump everything, school, leadership tasks, personal stuff, literally everything. Don't leave anything out. Get it out of your head and onto paper. Sometimes that is the biggest stress reliever, is just getting everything out onto paper so that it's not just stuck in your head. Once you've done that, step two is to pick your top three non-negotiables for the week, which, like I said, you've already done. The things that have to get done no matter what. And from there, once you've got those top three non-negotiables, you can start putting them in place where you're going to do them, what times you're going to do them, so that it's not in your head of, oh, I've got these three top non-negotiable things that I need to do. When am I going to do them? Then they're just sitting there in your head like open tabs. So it's really important to pick a time to actually do those things. So really plan out your week. And honestly, things change throughout the week, and that's okay. If you need to move it to a day ahead or a day behind, that's so fine. But just as long as you have a rough idea of what you need to get done and when. And then step three is to look at your week and assign tasks to actual days. Not a huge list, just two or three things per day that are realistic. So this is more like a to-do list kind of vibe. And it's up to you how you want to do this. You can put it on your notes app on your phone. I think there's literally to-do list apps on your phone that you can download for free and use it that way if that's going to be more helpful for you. Or maybe you are a visual to-do list person. And at the beginning of every day, write your to-do list, the three things that you need to get done that day. And take it step by step, take it day by day. If you can complete your to-do list every single day, then over the course of the week, you're getting so much more done. And it's just by taking it day by day, because sometimes it's easy to look at the whole week and go, oh my goodness, like this is stressing me out because I have so much on. Well, if you can break that down even further into days and put three small tasks into the day, then it's going to seem a lot less overwhelming and you're a lot less likely to be stressed out by all of the things that you have to do. So that's how you create your Sunday reset. And that is the three practical steps that I have for you to beat overwhelm and stress. So step one, knowing the difference between urgent and important. So knowing your priorities, really splitting things up and categorizing them into important or less important. Writing down your three non-negotiables for the week. Step two is to learn to say no without the guilt. You don't have to say yes to everything. It doesn't mean you don't care. It doesn't mean you're a bad friend. Making sure that you are communicating that with the people around you, letting them know that, hey, I'd love to be there or I'd love to help, but I actually have some other things to be doing right now. I'm a little stressed out. Can we reschedule for next week or whatever it is? And then step three is to plan your week in 10 minutes every Sunday. This is the Sunday reset. Really mapping everything out, getting everything out of your brain and onto paper. Everything that you need to do that week, don't leave anything out. And then looking at your week and assigning tasks to actual days. So writing a to-do list or whatever that looks like for you. Breaking it down day by day so that when you're looking at the week overall, it doesn't overwhelm you and stress you out even more. Well, I hope these tips have helped you feel a little bit more clear about what you need to do to beat overwhelm and stress this year as a leader. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Student Leadership News Podcast. Interact with us on social media and follow the news online at studentleadership.news.